Start out with some sad news. Akira Toriyama, also known as the creator of Dragon Ball, Chrono Trigger, so many games, mangas, animes based off this dude. He is an absolute legend. He means a lot to me. We used to live in Japan over in Okinawa, and Dragon Ball is one of the first cartoons that I remember watching. So just completely unexpected. We've got Sandland that's coming out here soon, along with an anime that they've got planned that they're working on as well. So our hearts go out to everybody. I know he affects so many different people. Just an absolute devastating news. Switching gears, Multiverses is making a comeback May 28th. It got pulled here last year. It was apparently in beta. Everybody thought the game was actually out, but they've rebuilt it essentially in Unreal Engine 5. They said something about not supporting it. I don't know where they stand, if they do plan on supporting it. We know that Warner Brothers also have kind of said that they're going to be making a push and doubling down on the live service game. So I don't know. It did really well when it first came out. I thought it was going to be huge, and then it went away. So it'll be interesting to see when it comes back the improvements to the game and if the community is still going to be there. And it looks like the final season 2 starts March 14th. That is this week. They're going to have new events, new modes, new characters, all kinds of new stuff. Plus, I'm sure new battle pass things and whatnot, or whatever they call their stuff. So the game's fantastic. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, I highly recommend it. It's a free-to-play game as well. But their season 2 is coming out here this week. And that'll do for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast or our YouTube channel, or you can hit me up on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow.